Well, good morning. The Dollars and Cents Radio podcast is being delivered bright and early to your digital front door, and you can take it with you on your morning walk or your drive to the office. Dollars and Cents Radio is heard on legendary radio stations across Texas. We've packaged the radio program so you can take it wherever you go and listen whenever you want. Delivery is via your favorite podcast platform. As you listen, you'll hear about our free Dollars and Cents retirement book. It's easy to get a copy, absolutely free. It's a first step in designing a retirement that's exactly what you dreamed about. Call our toll-free number and get your copy right now. 855-317-2346. And you'll hear that number again throughout the show. Let's also take a moment and share our website. It's dollarsandcentsradio.com. And you can go there anytime and discover more about how we craft a personal retirement lifestyle that fits you. I don't care what you do in life, convenience is a good thing. Being convenient, being accessible, being there when you need somebody to be there with the right answers, with the good answers, with the valid answers for your retirement. Thank you for listening to these podcasts. I hope they bring you a little bit closer to a better retirement and a conversation with Doug Horn. That's what we'd like to see. And that's what we'd like to make happen as you listen to these. And hopefully you get a chance to do that real soon. There are some conversations in life that we enjoy having, reminiscing, talking with friends and such like that. But there are some conversations in life that we're kind of afraid to have because we really don't know what's on the other side. I'm talking about your retirement years. So the question is that we get asked a lot is, how can I start the retirement conversation? That may seem a little bit confounding, but it's really not. The free Dollars and Cents Retirement Guide is a great way to start. That's free. This Dollars and Cents sends it to you. But the other part of that is having a conversation with Doug Horn about you and about your retirement. So the question we'll get answers to today, how can I start the retirement conversation? Let's find out. Right. Do people ever sit down and before you talk anything, whether it's lifetime income riders or anything like that, do they say, Doug, I want to tell you my dream. I want to tell you what I want to do in retirement. Do they ever share that with you?
Oh, sure. And
you what know, are those things then?
Well, it's always so interesting because one of the facets of this job is that you get to know so many, such diverse people. But yeah. At the end of the day, we're all still the same. We're wanting to live a safe and happy, healthy life and have a fun retirement and not stress about the money, you know, while we're getting there or while we're getting through it and so forth. So, yes, people talk about their dreams. That's an important part of me understanding. Not you don't have to, but you know, but it's important for me to know, what do you want out of retirement? Do you want to just pay the monthly bills and sit on the couch and watch TV? Most people would say no to that, but no. I've seen the gamut. I've seen people just go a little crazy in retirement, especially the first couple of years, and maybe spend more than they want to and so forth.
Well, that's not good.
Well, I tell people, you know, have some fun. It's your money. Just come up with a long-term plan, and then you can have it's kind of like a diet, you know, one cheat day a week or something, they say, on diets and so forth, or one cheat meal. This is your money. This is your retirement. Let's plan out what it takes to get you comfortable, you know, on a yearly basis, on a monthly basis, and we can put together the plan to do that. But that does not preclude the fact that we can go in once in a while and say, hey, we want to take that 2-week vacation on a cruise ship if they ever open up again. Or we want to fly to Europe. We've never done that. And we just want to take our time. And you know, those things cost money. But those are one-time expenses. And that's fun. I like to know that you want a buffer in your plan to do those kind of things. And those are the fun things. We also always have to realize and also have to plan for, life happens. The air conditioner goes out at a bad time. It's never a good time for the air conditioner. We're in Houston. You know, maybe a couple weeks ago during the winter storm, wouldn't have minded if the AC went out. I think
no,
it did for a lot of
people. But it doesn't. It waits until it's 150 degrees outside, and then it goes out.
That's right. But life does happen, Ray, and people want to know that, okay, my normal bills are taken care of, my normal lifestyle is taken care of with the plan we came up with. Is there a buffer? Is there a cushion? What happens if I have too much extra life happen? We try to build all those things into it, including people's dreams and what they'd like to accomplish. Buy a big fishing boat, buy a lake house, just a vacation condo in their favorite spot. Those are fun things to think about and fun things to do if you know you can do them safely and not jeopardize your retirement. So, yes, talking about their dreams and their desires, as well as their fears, that's all important when we sit down and put together a plan for them.
And obviously, you make them feel very comfortable about that. And by the fact that, the virtue of the fact that they're doing that with you, for the past three decades here, they're very comfortable to do that. And I think that's an important aspect of the conversation, don't you?
Oh, sure. I tell new people in the business, they'll go, Doug, how'd you get successful? You know, because so many people don't make it in this business. It's a tough business as a young man to get into.
Yeah.
I jokingly say, well, I had little babies to feed and diaper and a stay-at-home mom to take care of them. It was do or die time for me. Yeah, I didn't have any choice but to succeed. Right. But, it's just a wonderful business to get into, and I like hearing people's stories and helping people get to where they want to get to in their retirement, and do it in a safe manner and a manner where they can feel comfortable, because they can have the best plan in the world. If they don't understand it, they're still going to probably have the same worries and stress that they did when they're in the 401k market world and so forth.
Are there some people who come to you that are more informed about money and money management and money growth?
Oh, sure.
And how does that conversation differ from somebody who goes, here's my money, it's in a basket here or wherever, and I don't know anything, help me out here. Mm-hmm. So how is the conversation different between the folks who are kind of savvy about this kind of stuff?
Sure, sure.
And the people who don't? I would assume it's probably not much different for you.
It's not much different at all. I would say the vast majority of people are in the same boat. They did their profession during their working life, the teacher or doctor or engineer or whatever the case might be, and they were probably a master at what they did, you know, in their field. I tell people I've been doing this for 30 years, you know, right at 30 years almost, and I know this frontwards and backwards, but I don't care if you've been day trading on your own and doing well. You know, the markets are the markets. If day trading was that easy, the experts would be doing it and we wouldn't see them running mutual funds and having to go to work because, hey, this day trading stuff, I can just sit home in my pajamas and drink coffee all the time and look how much money I'm making. You know, if the experts aren't doing it, if they're still running mutual funds and getting paid well, but even because they're getting paid well, if they could go do it on their own and make a fortune, why would they still be working? So, the people that know what they're doing tend to be on the market side. Equity index annuities have been around for, 25, 26 years now. But, I'm an expert at them. Not too many people that I run across have a lot of experience with these type of products, even though they might be very experienced in the markets. In my experience, the more experienced in the markets that you are doesn't necessarily mean that you're not worried about the same thing as the people that don't know much about the markets. Yeah. We're still all worried about the same thing. And it's like, oh gosh, when is that next big one coming and how is that going to affect me while I'm taking income out of my retirement pile for living? Think about it. Let's just use 5%, a round number. If you're taking 5% of your retirement, you're hoping over time to, at the very least, be earning 5% to kind of maintain principal. Well, what happens when we have that 2008 when the market goes down 40%+ and you took your 5%? Well, good grief, that's going to be hard to come back from. And that's whether you know the markets or don't know the markets, that's what you're worried about. And so the conversation doesn't differ greatly between all my people because they're there to say, how can my retirement be safe? How can you do the things you talk about on the radio and the things you talk about in your book, which, by the way, just the book is going to explain everything that we're talking about here today and in subsequent shows and so forth.
And hopefully engage you. And by the way, if you just dialed in, this is the Dollars and Cents radio program. And there is a free book out there for you. It's free when you call in at 855-317-2346, 855-317-2346. And don't worry, I'll repeat the number in case you missed it that time. Maybe you're driving along Highway 36. I don't know. But glad you're listening. And Doug has been doing, as we talked about, for the past three decades, this radio program for the past 9 years. And as you listen to the show, I'm sure you've got questions that we're probably not answering those questions. So that's the reason for the phone number. That's the reason to see if there's something that Dollars and Cents can do for you in your specific retirement. You know, one thing it's been, as we talk today, it's been a year now over a year since the COVID has come into play. How has that affected, number one, the engagement with folks, with you?
Sure.
And number two, their attitudes. I would assume that people are a little bit apprehensive about the future, a little bit scared. Are they scared when they come to talk to you?
You know, I don't know if scared's a good word, but they're thinking about it. They're nervous about potentially bad things that could come down the pike. We see this with administration changes in politics. You know, it goes from one side to the other side and back to the other side and so forth. And, you know, how's that going to affect my money? How's it going to affect the markets and so forth? When COVID first happened, I was like everybody else. I didn't like it. The whole world shut down suddenly.
Pain in the neck is what it is.
And then you're thinking, what is this thing? Is it going to, get us all or what? You know, just so much non-information out there. What has transpired with my business over the past year is that, in the previous to a year ago when COVID hit, the vast majority of my appointments were in person, whether, they were coming into the office or if I was driving to see them, for they couldn't make it in for whatever reason, or husband and wife worked, so I needed to, go out there and see them at a time convenient for them. But they were in-person appointments, and that takes time, of course. And so there's only, so many in-person appointments you can do in one day. Unless you're a doctor's office, and you just leave everybody in the waiting room until you get to jab at my doctor there.
But, come on.
But what has transpired is I'm doing so many phone appointments now, and also this thing called Zoom, which was totally new to me, and now I feel like I'm getting good at it. It enables me to see two and a half times the number of people in one day. Doesn't mean I don't have face-to-faces anymore, but if people are nervous about coming in because of the COVID or maybe they just don't want to drive an hour across Houston or Dallas or what have you. San Antonio, Austin, traffic can be bad, especially at the times we all know. Yeah. And so those are the convenient times to meet. Well, let's do a phone. Let's do a Zoom. We can cover the same ground. We can see each other. So it's, Zoom is wonderful. It's kind of like being there without being there and so forth. Yeah. It's added a step to my appointment process. Some people come in, Doug, I love that. Let's do it right now. And other people, okay, I'm going to go home and look this over and then give you my questions and we'll sit down again. It doesn't matter to me. As long as it takes until you're happy and comfortable that this is for you, that's what we do. But with a phone or Zoom appointment, I would typically, instead of learning your situation and printing out illustrations and giving you brochures on what I think would be a good fit or good fits for your situation, I simply have taken to good old UPS, and after our phone or Zoom appointment, I get everything together and ship it off to them, and then we can talk again in a few days once they have that in their hands and we're looking at the same numbers and so forth. But gosh, COVID has not been a blessing for anybody, but it's changed a lot of people's businesses, and I think one of the good things, and it's hard to say there's anything good that comes out of a virus that has hurt so many people, but as far as my business, it's kind of transitioned, I think, more than just me. A lot of industries are finding out people can work from home and do conferences over the computer and so forth.
Sure.
So that's, I hate to even say there's any positives coming out of COVID or coronavirus, but that's one thing that's changed for our business, and I think it's helpful.
But it hasn't stopped you from providing the incredible service and communications path for your clients, though, has it?
Oh, no, not at all. No. Not at all. Just a different venue. And then at the end of the day, still see each other in person to get things written up and going. Or in the case of, long distance or somebody just not available, we use UPS for that as well, just to get things rolling and so forth.
So there you go. The Dollars and Cents Radio podcast is new every Tuesday morning. No cost to subscribe, and delivery is always on time via your favorite podcast platform. Dollars and Cents Radio is heard on legendary radio stations across Texas. And we package the radio program so you can take it wherever you go and listen whenever you want. Get your free copy of the Dollars and Cents Retirement Book. It's a first step in designing a retirement that is exactly what you dreamed about. Call our toll-free number and get your copy right now. 855-317-2346. You can also find out more at dollarsandcentsradio.com. So until next week, enjoy your day and tell a friend about the Dollars and Cents Radio podcast. It's for you. The preceding information does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. Surrender charges apply to base contracts. Optional lifetime income benefit riders are used to calculate lifetime payments only and not available for cash surrender or in a death benefit unless specified in the annuity contract. Fees may apply. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Rates and returns mentioned on this program may vary based on state availability and are subject to change without notice. Investment advisory services offered through AlphaStar Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission, nor does it indicate that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Comments regarding guaranteed returns or income streams refer only to fixed insurance products offered, and unless specifically stated, do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products or services offered by AlphaStar.